USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As COVID-19 vaccines start to roll out in Europe and very soon in the United States when the FDA meets on the 10th, the doom and gloom from President-elect Joe Biden claims another 250,000 Americans will die in the next 60 days.
But understand the facts. We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead between now and January. You hear me? Because people aren't paying attention.
Operation Warp Speed's Brian Morgenstern tells Fox, the United States is in much better shape.
The risk of death is tremendously lower today than it was. We've seen vaccine progress really like we've never seen before.
More and more whistleblowers are coming forward in sworn affidavits claiming election irregularities. President Trump displayed some of the irregularities found by his legal team to the American people Wednesday night from the White House. This is USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
Washington, D.C. says goodbye to a Tennessee senator. USA Radio News' Tim Perg has more.
Senators are saying goodbye to their colleague, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander, ahead of his retirement from the legislative body at the end of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell a bit choked up as he recalls moments serving with Alexander.
So I'm sorry that in a few more weeks, it'll just be the rest of us left, but you're leaving this body. And those of us in it and the nation it exists to serve stronger and better because you were here.
Senator Chuck Schumer wishing the Tennessee Republican the best of luck in his retirement.
Now, Senator Alexander and I have not always agreed, but what an amazing and capable legislator and true statesman he has been.
The New York Democrats speaking on the Senate floor on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In the National Football League, there will not be a Thursday night football game tonight. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The American Red Cross is putting out a plea to Americans. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
If you've tested positive for COVID-19 and recovered, the American Red Cross wants you to donate plasma. The plasma is being given to COVID-19 patients as a possible treatment. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar making that plea during an Operation Warp Speed briefing.
If you're within 3 months since recovery from COVID-19, we need you to donate plasma. Over 250,000 courses of convalescent plasma have been used on your fellow Americans to help prevent severe consequences from COVID-19. We unfortunately have so many individuals who have gotten COVID-19 and have recovered now, fortunately, but we need donations. Please contact your local American Red Cross, your local American Blood Bank, or go to coronavirus.gov for more information about how you can volunteer to be a donor and give the gift of life.
You may also visit their main website at redcross.org. The Steelers beat the Ravens in a rare Wednesday NFL game, 19-14. Ravens quarterback RG3.
The way the game was going was a direct reflection of how we felt about the game. We felt like we had a chance to come in here and win, shock the world, and do something special. And we didn't do that. And, you know, I put that on myself because I felt like I let the team down. I don't think we're supposed to really comment on injuries, but I pulled my hamstring in the second quarter, and I felt like if I hadn't done that, then we would have won this game.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.